From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq, police and interior ministry officials confirm that there are at least 175 dead and 200 wounded in 4 attacks near the northern city of Mosul. NPR's Jamie Tarabay joins us from Baghdad. And Jamie, I understand from what you're hearing, those numbers, as high as they are, actually could be low-side estimates of what's happened.
Yes, that's right, Robert. We understand from emergency services on the ground, trying madly now to find survivors caught in the wreckage of these attacks, say that they believe the numbers that they're thinking are 500 could be wounded, and they expect this. The initial number that we're getting is 175 dead, and they expect that to go up before the end of the night.
What do we know about these attacks, where they were and how they were carried out?
We understand the largest explosion was caused by a tanker that blew up in the middle of a market in the village called Kahdaniya, which is west of Mosul. At the same time, another car bomb detonated in another part of the same village. There were two other car bombs that exploded in nearby villages called Jazira and Tel Izar. Now, the police in the area believe that the blasts were simultaneous and that they were all caused by suicide bombers. Now, the tanker explosion that went off in the market leveled Kahdaniya's mud houses, single-story mud houses, and people were trapped inside. So we have emergency services frantically looking for survivors. Local television stations have broadcast calls for blood donations. And we also understand that American military helicopters are evacuating some of the wounded to Duhok in the north of the country to get medical attention there.
Now, I want you to explain the significance of the fact that I've seen here in reports that these villages were Yazidi villages, that they were populated by a minority religious group, that is, the Yazidis, I guess, are a pre-Islamic group. Is that what you've heard, and what does it suggest?
Yes, we understand that these three villages are mostly Yazidis. Yazidis are ethnic Kurds in the west of Mosul and in nearby Sinjar. This is a very Kurdish area. You know, for the most part, the Yazidis have managed to stay out of harm's way for the past 5 years, mainly because they live in areas that are fairly remote. There aren't any particular resources that people would want. They live very simply. Police in the area are blaming Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents for this attack because all the attacks were caused by suicide bombers, which they believe is an Al-Qaeda trademark. And also, like many other attacks that are targeting religious groups, when, you know, Christian churches have been attacked, for example, that is also considered something that Al-Qaeda, an extremist Islamist group, does to try and destroy other religious communities.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of times, it's hard to figure out what's going on right now. I assume it's very difficult to confirm numbers and the who, what, where, and when of all this.
It is. I mean, you know, the area is remote. These people live very simply, so communications in this area are particularly bad. And it accompanies so much of what happens here because it's a mix of immediate information and rumor. So much wild speculation comes out of attacks, you know, who's behind it, what could have caused it, how many dead people. So, you know, in between all of the stories and the guesses of how many people might be dead, there's also this mad rush to save as many people as possible. So in this flurry of activity, you know, it's very difficult to grasp exactly what is going on.
Well, NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad, thanks for telling us what you do know.
Thank you.